It is Share-a-thon 2024, and it is time for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are continuing our conversation in the Set Apart to Serve series today as part of Share-a-thon 2024, which is really exciting. We get to talk with Dr. Bonick today, get an update on the Set Apart to Serve initiative, and also reflect on what we've learned over the last year and a half, almost 2 years now. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live Uncommon.
Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. James Bonick. He's the LCMS Executive Director of Pastoral Education and the LCMS Executive Director of Set Apart to Serve. Dr. Bonick, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks. Great to be here.
I am looking forward to catching up on a couple of things. As I was preparing for today, I realized it has almost been 2 years. This June will be 2 years that we've been sharing Set Apart to Serve stories in this series. This is probably the longest running series on the Coffee Hour.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. Thank you very much.
So. We like to say that Set Apart to Serve will go on until the Lord returns. And so Coffee Hour on Friday will be till the Lord returns, right?
I mean, it's Coffee Hour. Let's keep going.
That's right. We got to keep going.
It's a high bar.
In gathering stories for this series, you've done, by the way, a phenomenal job of connecting us to great stories and helping us see some great questions to ask of our guests for the series. So you've done a fine job of being a producer for this series. Thanks.
Yes, thank you.
In gathering the stories for this series, what have you learned about church workers and church work in general? How have these stories shaped your perspective on church work?
Well, I'm just going to take a little different sidebar here.
Okay.
Go for it.
So when I think about all these stories, I went back and looked at, you know, who all presented. It's a pretty phenomenal list of people. And I was kind of going through it. Seminary presidents and provosts and directors and CUS presidents and church work directors, church work students telling about their journey and their experience, subject matter experts in all eight of the vocations that we have in the Missouri Synod for full-time church work, current church workers representing all of those vocations, right? Leaders of our ethnic ministries, district presidents have been on KFUO Coffee Hour for Set Apart to Serve. Directors of LCMS ministries like youth and schools, church planting, ministry to the armed forces. We've had second career church workers and second career stories. LWML, who's been just a fantastic supporter of Set Apart to Serve. Parents who have been on Coffee Hour, Higher Things and Vocatio and Christ Academy and international missions and regional directors. And so as I actually looked back and reflected, I'm thinking about how wonderfully collective this initiative is and how everyone is on board with Set Apart to Serve. Just been fantastic partners. And why? I think what's really shaped me is to realize and to see, not that this should have been a surprise, but everyone believes that it is important to have full-time church workers who are going to preach, teach, share, witness, talk about our Lord Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sins and eternal life for eternal salvation. So just by hearing all these different stories, it's just, I feel so humbly blessed that all these people are willing to talk about their experiences. And I think, and I pray that it has shaped the audience, right, about the importance of church workers, what they do, how we can all be involved in recruiting.
I know it's been really fun to hear all of these stories. And even after almost 2 years, it's still just so exciting to hear how people have been called into church work, if it's pastors, deaconesses, teachers. Because every story, there's similarities between a lot of them, themes that keep coming up. But every story is slightly different, too, about how they've been influenced to consider a church work vocation and how that path has led them into their specific way of serving. So it's been really fun to hear all of those stories too. I know some really stick out in my mind still, stories that really influenced me and really made me think about what church work really means. What are some of the stories for you that have been interesting?
I'd like to hear some of yours as well afterward. But as I was going through, I hate to call out any of them because, they're all my favorites. They were all wonderful. I'd listen to them in the car or something. I think, oh, this is wonderful. And lately, I mean, we've talked about some of them in the past, but I think of Robert Finch. I just think he did a fantastic job on his interview. He's a pre-sem student at Concordia St. Paul. Mm. He's energetic. He has a love for the scriptures. He has a love for the confessions. Matter of fact, we are using him on Set Apart to Serve to be on our advisory council as a young person representative, right? So I heard his story and what he's doing at Concordia St. Paul and gathering a community of people. They gather for food and studying the confessions there. I will be up there next week, I think it is. So hopefully I'll be able to connect with him. I also think of Eden Keefe. Mm-hmm. From the very beginning, even before Eden, LWML has been just a great partner. But Eden is just a lovely partner. I mean, not just when she's talking to me or when she's talking about Set Apart to Serve, but just in her language with the church and in her role, she's talking about what people can do in their congregations to encourage young and adult people to be church workers. So when I heard Eden, she just such practical ways, I think, boy, we should have her on our staff because she does such a great job just telling the story. I think of Seth Flick just mm-hmm. lately. He actually emailed me once and said, I just want you to know what we're doing at our congregation, just supporting, you know, the effort. And when he told me what they were doing, I thought, we got to have him on the coffee hour, right? I mean, just very practical ways mm-hmm. that his congregation, some things that Set Apart to Serve wasn't thinking about. And mm-hmm. so one of the things we do at Set Apart to Serve is we steal people's ideas. We hear, you know, what Seth is doing or what someone else is doing in their congregation. And we say, we got to add that to Set Apart to Serve. So Set Apart to Serve is kind of a best practices initiative as well. I think of people that I know pretty well, Michael and Allison Zeller. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're parents. And you've had this story, so if people have heard this already, sorry. But they have three young boys that they bring to church. And dad is down there pointing to the hymnal. The kids are singing the hymns. Mom and dad teach these hymns to them before they come to church so that they can belt them out, you know. And just pious parents who are just saying to your children, hey, church work is an option for you. You might want to consider this. So their story, certainly. And two other men that I work with quite often, Chuck Geeshan and Ron Mudge, provost at either seminary. I just met with them actually just this past week for half a day about many things, but Set Apart to Serve is one of them. Just their attitude, whether it be on the coffee hour or when I'm working with them, they're full in on Set Apart to Serve. Now, obviously, they have a vested interest. They want students at the seminary, but it goes beyond that for them. They just want servants and more servants to be involved in the church and to be those leaders of proclaiming, teaching, witnessing. So those are the ones as I was kind of going through. And again, like I said, I hate to call out to some because the ones I did not mention did a phenomenal job. I mean, just everyone, I just thought, oh, this is so good. So
it has been encouraging to hear, especially from, you mentioned Pastor Flick, the energy and the interest in mm-hmm. investing in, particularly in young people, to consider church work, just in the relationships, not solely about, you know, encouraging them to consider church work, but right. as a pastor, how he has invested time in the life and the souls that he cares for. Mm. Just something as simple as having lunch with a different group of guys yeah. each week at the Lutheran school where he serves. Like,
it's not rocket science.
It's not.
It's relationships.
It really is not.
There's your tagline.
But sometimes it takes, you know, a conversation like that mm-hmm. for us to think of things like that can be relatively simple, but yet yeah. so meaningful as yeah. well. Mm-hmm. I'd be curious to hear from those young men that he has lunch with what that means to them. Yeah. To them, it might be relatively simple, too. Like, it's no big deal. It's just our pastor that we have lunch with. You right. know? But
think of the impact,
yeah.
however, that will have on those young men. They've always yeah. had a pastor who had lunch with them. And in one way or another, it will impact their lives no matter what vocation mm-hmm. They go into. So there's another coffee hour story, right? We got to find those young men.
Right. Yeah. And hear how having that meaningful relationship with their pastor makes a difference for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's building up a healthy culture in churches, too, of respecting and honoring that vocation of pastor, regardless of what vocation those young people go into. That's changing culture in some places as well.
When we first started, we had a few pastors who were a little anxious, like another initiative mm-hmm. or another sure. more jobs to do. And they're realizing all the more that it's just being a good pastor. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just building that relationship. It's yeah. giving pastoral care to the young and to the old. It's taking an interest in their sheep. And so I think they're finding it, oh, yeah, this is not rocket science. This is it's a joy. It's part of the pastoral ministry.
Some of the folks who do a great job at bringing ideas like this to light are our friends who host the End Goals podcast as
yeah.
well. I mean, the focus of that is a podcast for people who care for the young people of our church.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they do an excellent job. Pastor Mark Kiesling and Juliana Schultz, DCE, both do a fantastic job bringing those ideas and those stories to light in that podcast as well, which you can find on the KFUO app and the KFUO right. website. And
we work with those two quite often. Matter of fact, the two people you mentioned, we invite to a monthly Set Apart Serve meeting because they're subject matter experts.
Absolutely.
With the youth. Yeah.
Yeah. Great resource for them too. Now the seven practices. Great resource as well. We have more to talk with Dr. Bonick about the Set Apart to Serve initiative here on the Coffee Hour. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment during Shareathon 2024. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Sharing our faith can sometimes be hard, especially face-to-face. That's one of the reasons KFUO is here, to share God's word globally on your behalf and to equip you with the knowledge, confidence, and words to share Jesus yourself. This Shareathon, make a gift to KFUO Radio so we can continue sharing Christ to the world. Donate online at kfuo.org/shareathon. That's kfuo.org/shareathon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Shareathon 2024. Our guest today for the Coffee Hour, the Reverend Dr. James Bonick. He's LCMS Executive Director of Pastoral Education and the LCMS Executive Director of Set Apart to Serve. We have had a blast sharing these Set Apart to Serve stories for almost 2 years now. June will be 2 years. And as you've shared, you've learned a lot. I've learned a lot in these stories. I know Sarah has as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe even moved the needle on how she thinks about church work.
Yep.
A little. And so it's been very insightful for us. Just reflecting on this, why is it important for us to tell the church's story, particularly about raising up church workers, whether it's from among young people or maybe second career folks as well? Why is it important for us to tell this story here on the Coffee Hour?
Right. So a couple things come to mind. When we first started Set Apart to Serve, we said this is going to be a teaching initiative. There's a lot of things to teach out into the church, like the eight vocations. We just found out right away, really, our people don't know all the ways that they can serve. And that's nothing negative about them. It's like if you're in a rural setting or someplace where they don't have a DCE or a Lutheran school teacher, then Why would they know? So, and so this has been just a teaching vocation, I mean, a teaching initiative as well. Also to teach about the marvelous formational paths. I mean, there are the, we can teach about the Concordias and the great asset that our Concordia universities are and how they're working so hard to bring down tuition costs and how they're trying to encourage young people to be a part of these programs. Also, I think the Set Apart to Serve KFUO show here, Coffee Hour, has helped us learn from one another. And I said that earlier, it's kind of a best practices thing. It really isn't a lot of rocket science, but we can learn from one another. And I have to bet that your audience has heard other people's stories and said, oh, well, we could do that. Or, you know, I have my own story that I can share as well, whether it be in my congregation or whatever. Also, it helps us to encourage one another. You know, you said why about the church workers. One is the pastoral office. The Lord commands that in Scripture, and He commands it for a good reason, because this is how He proclaims the gospel to all the world, through His called servants, right? I was just studying the text on from John 20 about how Jesus appeared to the apostles now, right? And he breathed on them, and if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven, and he sends them out to proclaim and to preach and to forgive sin. And then the Missouri Synod, in her great wisdom, has formed and fashioned these seven other, we call them commissioned workers, right, who assist the pastoral office in teaching and preaching, whether it be children or to youth or in the choir or wherever it is. Why? So that we can have full-time people who will share and preach the gospel, right, for forgiveness and eternal life. I've told this story once before, but it's just such a wonderful story. We had major leaders from our church body together when we first started Set Apart to Serve, before it was even called that. We had the president of Synod, the president of universities, presidents of our seminaries. And I just said, why do you invest so much time into forming church workers? I mean, you guys are intelligent men. You could be doing anything probably in the world. You could be making more money. Why do you do it? And all around the table to a T, they just said, we want our children and grandchildren. We want our family and friends. We want God's people to know Jesus Christ and have eternal life. We want to live together in God's kingdom forever. And so that's why we, you know, anyone can share the gospel, right? Parents or lay people or somebody, an engineer at work. But these people are trained for full-time work. They do it all the time. It's their focus. And so that's why it's so important to tell the story here and to tell the story wherever we are.
So where are we in the initiative? We've been telling these stories for close to 2 years. What's going on now with the initiative?
Okay, this is where we need this program to be 3 hours. We are doing a lot with Set Apart to Serve with so much help. So we kind of divide it into a number of focus areas. One is our youth focus area, and that was much of Set Apart to Serve from the very beginning up until now. When we did our pilot project and we put out major resources on our website, that's really the focus of our youth focus, right? We are now doing a second career focus. We just started that maybe about 12 months ago, and we're going full speed ahead on that. Also, all nations are multi-ethnic focus, and then international focus. One of the things we have learned since we started, and now 2024, one of our main areas of focus with all those areas is awareness. Is just continuing to build awareness. We do surveys, like 4 surveys a year out into the congregations. Pastors, like 90% of them know about Set Apart to Serve. Commissioned workers, about 90% know about Set Apart to Serve. It's our laity that are still not quite hearing, and we're working on that awareness project. So we're doing a number of things. One is we're working with the districts. We're working with district presidents. We're working with district education executives, And we're working with some of our districts are piloting with us to do a district set apart to serve committee. And so if it depends upon one person in the International Center building in St. Louis, who knows where set apart to serve will go? I mean, God can do anything. But if we can get it into the districts who then push set apart to serve down, filter it down into the congregations, that's one of the areas of awareness that we're doing. We're doing a number of awareness email campaigns. We've got a series of emails, and when we say that, it goes through writing, editing, copy editing, so that we can share these stories with precision to mostly to our educators, to our principals, to school boards, so that they can then share that message down into the congregation. We have circuit visitors. We're piloting with some of our circuit visitors right now, as well as how, if the audience doesn't know, circuit or pastors have this thing called Winkles, right? And it's a gathering. It's a pastor's like conference monthly with people in their area or their circuit. And there's a circuit visitor that kind of oversees those. We want him to be knowledgeable so that he can share set apart to serve with those pastors at that Winkle month after month. KFUO Coffee Hour is one of our main awareness avenues. We have a number of speaking engagements. For instance, for the next 2 weeks now, I'll be visiting four Concordias universities. I spend about 2 days at each one of them, and we visit with counselors and with students and with provosts and recruiters. And so that's another way. We continually are doing ongoing research consulting. So we're sending surveys out. What are we missing? What are you learning? So that we can get feedback so that we can learn how to do our job all the better. And then we have the advisory council. We have a number of people like Robert Finch. We mentioned him earlier, Dr. Freeman from LCMS Schools. We have people from our seminaries like Jesse Keeker and Matt Wheatfield. We have a district president, Kevin Wilson. We have a president of one of our Concordias, Bernard Bull. And we're going to bring them actually into the building here this fall, but we meet with them about 3 times a year. We want them to be brutally honest with us. What are we not doing well? What could we be doing better? These are experts out in their fields, so that we can help the church all the more have these one-on-one conversations with boys and girls, men and women, to consider church work. And then we have tactical plans for our youth as well, continuing to put out new resources. We reinvigorated our pilot project people, but we were using some of them in other areas because they were so good. But about half of them, about 15 of them, are going to continue to pilot with us now for the next year. Once again, building out new resources and promoting events. And the second career, right now we're doing mapping, journey mapping of what does it take for an adult to consider a second career in church work? Who's all involved in that? Again, putting new tools into the districts for a second career, especially continuing to collaborate with our seminaries. And we're working right now with some districts on putting out some Lutheran teacher ads. That is, there might be public school teachers right now that, not that we want to steal good teachers away from the public system, but people who might say, you know, I think I'd like to teach in the Lutheran school, and to show them different paths, colloquy or whatever, of how they can become a part of the Lutheran school system. So all nations, we're bringing in leaders from our ethnic ministry groups, whether it be CLIME or Hispanic Ministry, Black Clergy Caucus. They're coming in the fall, and we're sitting down with them and to learn from them. How can we continue to work within ethnic congregations, raising up boys and girls in those congregations to consider church work? So we're busy all the time, but it's been fun.
We have just about a minute left. Now, I know since we started this series, you've been listening to the Coffee Hour a lot more. I don't know how much you were listening before, but in your time of spent listening to KFUO and the Coffee Hour, maybe other programs as well, why is KFUO a valuable resource to the church, to the individual Christian, maybe to the pastor? How are we a useful resource to the church at large?
Okay, so I need another 3 hours. You've been fantastic. Coffee Hour has been great. You're extremely valuable because you tell the story to a very wide audience. And whoever's listening to the Coffee Hour, invite your friends in to hear the story all the more. You've looked and helped look at Set Apart to Serve like a diamond, all the facets of church worker recruitment. And you've been just a great partner in doing that. People will tell me when they've been on this show, boy, Andy and Sarah, they are wonderful people to talk with. They call you interviewees, but it's just, you just do the conversation so well. And so I just really.
Our job's easy. That. We just ask the questions.
But you do it so well. You make everyone relax. I've had people come in here and they just, they've been just so nervous just sitting behind this microphone, right? Mm-hmm. And you just put them at ease. And so you've been fantastic hosts. So it's been, when I go out and make presentations for Set Apart to Serve, I have like two or three slides of Coffee Hour and all the people that have been presented. And I tell people, now go back, because if you didn't listen, you can go back and listen to these shows. Just click on Coffee Hour or Google it. And so thank you very, very much for your partnership in this.
Well, we are delighted to get to share these stories, and we've had a blast sharing them and looking forward to sharing many more in the future as well, and just learning about church workers across our church body and how the Lord provides for the church through these church workers. So thanks so much for your partnership too, and letting us be a part of this fun journey.
Great. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for being our guest today on Share-a-thon. It's been a delight to have this time with you. Thanks for being a part of KFUO Share-a-thon 2024.
Thank you.
We'll continue the Coffee Hour in just a moment during Share-a-thon 2024. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.